Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here. Jerry's out in the newsroom. He's prepping voraciously for his program with Mr. Boomer Esiason. So I've got CeeLo with me today. Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning. Voraciously. That's
voraciously. Wow. He's out there typing. I just heard the sports update, 5 o'clock, where I believe the guy did the weather at the end, and he goes, sunny right now in New York City.
Optimistic.
Now, I'm indoors, but there is no way the sun is up at 5:02.
That's correct. Maybe he meant there's sun on the way today. I think it's supposed to be sunny today.
Fair enough.
By the way, Al, what does voracious mean?
Like, just like really attacking it with vigor. I believe.
I don't think so.
Like, if, voracious? Like, if I said that Jerry is preparing voraciously in the newsroom, I picture a guy who's, like, scrolling, typing. He's, like, really thinking, like, what is my take on this? And he's continuing to type and continuing
right.
to Google.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Eddie.
I was clarifying on the spelling because there's also a voracious V-E-R-A about telling the truth. You were going for the V-O-R-A.
Voracious.
All right. Very good. I called you out. And Eddie, I was wrong, and you were right.
Eddie nailed it.
There you go.
So I see the Mets have gotten this J.D. Martinez fellow.
Yes.
You know, so funny now, like looking at the deals, expecting to see like enormous numbers. So when you see a guy getting $12 million a year, you go, "Oh, what a bargain!"
And not only a bargain, not only that, but 7.5 of it is deferred down the road 10 years, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never do a deferred deal. Like, give me my money now. What if the economy collapses and you go away and there's no money?
I don't disagree. I don't know how it happens, how teams convince agents and players to go along with it, how they get away with it. I don't know.
Like, I'd be like, you know how we talked about yesterday, the Ohtani stuff, even, you know, when he signed his deal, it was he was deferring so much of the money.
Yeah.
In my head, I'd be like, what if baseball just goes away? Then I got no money.
Sorry, Eddie's in my ear already. He's
what did he say?
Up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, it does if it interrupts the program.
No, it's all right. You made
your
point.
Gotta be hilarious.
You made your point.
I'm just saying, like I don't trust that baseball's not going to collapse in on itself at some point. Yeah. I would want my money now.
But I'd imagine.
Give me my money.
I could be. This is an ignorant response. I don't know if this is true or not. But, like, okay, fine. Baseball collapses, team collapse. Like, that's got to be covered somewhere, no? Insured somehow? Or
yeah, but now all of a sudden I'm in lawsuits.
Held in escrow, or I don't know how all that works.
Yeah.
I don't know, Al.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I also don't like how they're allowed to just manipulate stuff, where it's like, he's $12 million, but it's only going to count $3 towards the salary cap.
Luxury. There is no salary cap in baseball.
Oh, luxury tax.
Luxury tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why the Mets ultimately, the price point came down enough, and the deferment agreement helps them from a luxury tax standpoint. It's the only reason I think that this deal was finally consummated, as they say.
Do you think there's one person in the Mets or a room full of people that have all these figures that go, okay, this guy we're going to do $12 million, but we're gonna give him $3 now, and we're going to give him $3
and a
day.
A ham sandwich.
Yeah, we're going to give him $3 a day until he turns 104. Like, how do they, is there just all day long people working numbers?
I don't know about all day long in a room full of people,
yeah,
but is it
full.
Just David Stearns? No, I'd imagine that there's multiple people that are in on that.
Yeah, I would think so.
And obviously they've got to get approval from Steve Cohen at the end.
Yeah, it gets so complicated. That's why I guess, like, ultimately you don't care. You just go, oh, okay, we got J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, and this was great, by the way. So 8:10 last night.
Yeah.
I have the CBS Sports app. I've got The Athletic. I've got ESPN. I've got the Score app as well. So the notifications just come in all day long.
You're a push notification.
Yeah,
guy.
And I put them. I don't have them on the main screen. They're like, you got to swipe down to get to them. But I will check on them, you know, throughout the course of the day or the night. And it's an overwhelming amount, especially on a day like yesterday when you've got the tournament going on, all the hockey locals are in action, Knicks, spring training games. So 8:10 comes in this notification. I think this was from the Score. J.D. Martinez declines offers. Slugger reportedly felt proposals from Mets and Angels were too low. 8:10. 8:23. Mets add J.D. Martinez. What are we doing? 13 minutes?
Yeah, in 13 minutes they got it. Figure it out.
And I didn't look to see if this was true or not, but I guess the word started to leak out because JD replied to a Frank the Tank Instagram post with an apple and an eye emoji or something.
Oh,
and like that's
okay.
What tipped people. I don't know if that was the first sign that this was going down, but that was a thing that happened last night.
So when John Heyman goes on Twitter and gives credit, does he have to credit Frank the Tank?
No, because Frank the Tank, it was just a post. He's got to credit JD Martinez.
On Frank the Tank's post,
I guess, yeah. I
mean,
it wasn't definitive. It didn't say, hey, I've agreed to a one-year, $12 million deal with $7.5 million deferred 10 years.
And I love when Twitter being Twitter. So Sean Marash, your friend and our friend here in the afternoons.
Yes, yes.
Was tweeting 8 hours ago. He tweeted about the Ranger game. It was a Rangers, was it Rangers Bruins?
Correct.
And a guy responded to him, the Mets just got JD and you're posting this?
Yeah, I mean
look,
go ahead, Al. You're defending hockey. I know you want to do
defending,
it.
Like,
I know you are, but you're about to technically
it's like
defend hockey.
Marash responded, I should stop watching the Rangers because the Mets signed a 37-year-old DH to a one-year deal.
It'd be 37 in August.
All right, so he'll be 37 this year.
Yes. Yeah, no, I don't understand that take.
It's like when people say
not Marash, the person who replied to it.
Like, I'll tweet something during the show. They'll be like, shouldn't you be working?
Yeah.
Okay, this took 4 seconds to think and type out.
It's silly. And we do have commercial breaks around here as well, believe it or not, if you weren't familiar.
Plus, it's part of the creative process, man.
Yeah.
If I think about something to tweet about a urinal in the middle of the show, I'm going to tweet it.
Right, and because you might forget if you don't do it right
in
that moment.
And then what happens?
You in the urinals.
The world doesn't get my urinal take.
Evan was talking potty again yesterday, man.
Yeah. The Evan Beard is still, I mean, the fact that we're still doing that.
It's almost over. I think he's just got a couple days left.
I was not for Evan getting to cave on his bet that he made. But at this point, shave your...
It's almost done. Whatever agreement they have, I don't know how many days he has left, but it's coming to a close. Maybe till opening day? I'm not sure.
Let's do this agreement for all radio hosts around the country. No more dumb bets.
No more.
If you do dumb bets, they pay off quickly. No 3 weeks of dying beards.
Okay. We need a statute of limitations.
Yeah, come on.
Got it. There's an expiration.
Right.
Let's move it along.
Dress as a clown and a gold dust wrestler. Get it over with one day.
Right. Let's move it along.
Yeah, just
Al doesn't
too
like
much.
The length of the shows, so he's certainly not down with bits and bets being paid off over the course of weeks and months.
Correct. Would you rather be a DH or would you rather be able to play the field as well?
Me personally,
yeah.
Definitely the field, because I was always, I think, a better defender than a hitter.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Plus, I think it gives you a shot of, like, if you go 0-4 and you're DH, you gave us nothing.
In fact,
you hurt us. You hurt us.
Right.
But if you
net
can,
negative.
Yeah, if there's a net negative. If you can make a play in the field that night,
no question.
You're like, okay, I fixed this.
But you got to be the guy who doesn't take your 0-4 at the play down into the field, because then you can double down on having a rough night and you cost the team twofold.
Right.
That's the guy you can't have.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's like a pitcher, too. It's like if you're just a pitcher and you have a Yamamoto type day yesterday.
Jeez.
At least if you had a stick in your hand, at some point you could maybe, like, help your own cause.
Think he went up to Ohtani after the game and said thank you? You missed the point.
Because Ohtani was also the bigger news?
Correct.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
I used to like in highlight packages when a pitcher would hit and they'd get an RBI single, they'd go, helping his own cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. You don't get that anymore now.
Put on the jacket at first base to run the bases.
You don't get a helping your own
nope.
cause.
It's over.
In baseball anymore.
Just Ohtani.
Right. He helps his own cause.
Mm-hmm.
But he's listed
when he
as,
actually pitches.
But he's listed as DH.
Right? Right, but I'm saying on the days when he pitches and he hits as well, he's helping his own cause.
I suppose you could still get a helping his own cause in the field. Like if a pitcher steals line drive over the head, boom, snags it, helping his own cause.
Makes a great defensive play.
Yeah.
Something that always bothered me, and I'm pretty sure this is the case. I should know 100%. You know how sometimes there's an error, it's not charged as an earned run?
Yes.
So if the pitcher makes an error, and it's
not charged as an earned run.
And I get it. Right. It's not because of his pitching. It's because of his fielding, but it's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting little loophole.
Yeah, it is a loophole.
Yeah.
There's a few baseball loopholes.
A few.
Somebody sent me this, and I want to see when this occurred. It was Mets-Tigers. When did the Mets play the Tigers?
Are we talking last season or
no,
ever?
No, this
this was yesterday with Lindor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This was yesterday.
Yeah.
So Lindor was playing his position at shortstop, and there was a stolen base situation.
Stolen base spot.
And the catcher threw down to Lindor. Lindor,
yesterday.
Easy tag out. But he's called safe because
immediately.
They call Lindor obstructing second base.
It's a new rule. Yeah, it's awful.
That's
hopefully one of these things that they're overemphasizing in spring training, and then they'll kind of relax it a little bit in the regular season. Because I saw the replay. I saw the live real time. I saw the replay from multiple angles. It's come on, man, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's stupid. Did he have his leg?
Part of his foot was covering up some of the base, but not. It wasn't like he had the leg bent down and there was nowhere for the guy to slide into.
Yeah.
So that, from that standpoint, it was it's a little much. It was a little tough to take.
Did you like when baseball had the in the neighborhood player? Or are you glad they got rid of that?
I didn't. It didn't bother me that much. Just some guys got a little egregious with it. That was It was just I think it got to a point where guys were taking too much advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I never liked that because you can't look at first base and home plate with a microscope as to whether the tag was there and then let second base just be wherever in the ballpark.
Well, at home, it's an actual tag play. First base, it's a force play unless you're talking about doubling somebody off. But, yeah, I know you're the first baseman. You got to stretch and make contact with the bag.
Yeah.
I get that. With the double play in the neighborhood, with the neighborhood play, it was sort of all in the process of making that turn. Usually you're talking about the shortstop coming, receiving from either the first baseman or the second baseman, then quote-unquote dragging his foot around the back part of the base. But I think what led into that happening is guys are trying to clear the bag to get out of the way of the runner coming in to take them out. So you want to kind of get wide around second base so that you clear a path to make your throw and you don't get your legs taken out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a call this year because and it may just be an optical illusion situation based on the camera angles of what I'm seeing, but I see it with Pete Alonso more than anybody else playing first base. On a casual run-of-the-mill shot to short, easy throw to first, the stepping off the bag in the process of catching the ball, you know what I'm saying? He's not catching the ball and then stepping.
Right. So it's all in one motion?
It's all in one motion. I'm going to catch this ball, casually walk off the field, and I'm waiting for I would pull a Billy Martin, George Brett, Pine Tar thing. I'd be like, let's take a look at that.
Yeah. Foot came off before he caught the ball.
Mm. Yeah,
a little too casual, a little too smooth there for my liking.
Very casual.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just a weird angle I'm seeing with Pete Alonso or what, but I'm telling you, I would lay in the weeds. That Billy Martin, he laid in the weeds for a long time on that George Brett Pine Tar. And he was just like,
sitting
on that for a long time.
A key spot.
Mm-hmm. Wait till this guy hits a home run, and then I'll be like, check the Pine Tar
Let's
situation
have a look at
out.
That, shall we?
Oh, that was tremendous. And I loved George Brett back then, and I hated the Yankees.
And we loved George Brett.
But that was a great move.
Of course.
Absolutely great move.
Fun.
By the way, Shohei Ohtani dodged the media after the game yesterday. Yeah, right?
Dodgers PR was camped out at his locker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I would have said.
I saved the tweet from the gal. Everyone was pushing this or putting this around. Dodgers PR guarded Ohtani's locker as he changed, then told reporters he would not be speaking. When reporters surrounded his locker asking if he had a second anyway, he walked by and out of the clubhouse saying what the Japanese reporters translated as, quote, have a good night.
Mm.
So
I saw Howie Rose comment on Twitter about this. Howie Rose said the New York media would never stand for this.
That's right.
What are you going to do about it? Grab his mouth and move it?
Well, he
did make.
He made that point. I don't have it here. I don't have the exact
wording. Howie Rose thing.
Yeah, but it was essentially like.
You know what I would have done if I was Ohtani? I would have grabbed a Sharpie marker and a white paper, and I would have held up a paper that said, "They fired my interpreter. I can't talk to you people. See you tomorrow."
Where did he
start?
I know this
Howie
much.
Rose.
The New York media, whatever you think of them, and then you put us in parentheses, which was clever, would not stand for this. How that might manifest, I don't know.
Yeah.
But before long, the demand for accountability would be met regardless of whatever answers might or might not be offered.
Yeah.
Meaning like they would ask the questions and if Ohtani wanted to pass or kick the can down the road, that's on him. But we're going to get to him. We're going to ask our questions. We're going to be heard. And then the rest is up to him and the team.
He already has a new interpreter, I'm told. Which doesn't feel right.
His own or someone else that was...
Not sure.
Because Yamamoto's there. Do you have his... Maybe he's just using Barnard.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I
don't remember there being an open interview process.
Oh, God. Okay.
Didn't seem fair.
Okay.
CeeLo, when we come back, I've got a couple of NCAA notes.
Mm-hmm. It was day one, full day. First full day.
Yeah, and then I've got media notes, which I love.
Wow.
I've got media notes. Then I've got a note on a commercial that's running on the stream that a number of people have alerted me to, which I would like
to. If it's on the stream, it must be running quite a bit.
Yes, on stream, it's on podcasting, that sort of thing.
All right.
By the way, if you're ever... if you ever miss this part of the... That's fine, Eddie. I like that music.
Getting started earlier? Isn't that the show open?
Oh, that was the show open.
It's only been the show open for how many years now?
Number of years. By the way, if you ever missed this, if you're just tuning in now and you're like, what did Alan CeeLo talk about for 15 minutes? That was probably high quality stuff.
Yeah.
You could always go back on the Odyssey app, rewind that bad boy. Or it's also on the podcast, the Alan Jerry postgame
tacked
podcast.
Tacked on after the postgame.
We tacked that right on. Tack it right on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
Welcome back to the warm-up show. My name is Al Dukes. I've got CeeLo with me today. It's a feel-good non-football Friday, but that ain't going to stop us from having ourselves a good old time here.
A lot going on today, Al.
Oh, a lot going on today. Yesterday, you had two Dodger situations. You had the Ohtani thing with the gambling situation and his interpreter. You had Yamamoto doing terrible in his first outing. And then you had Dodgers co-owner Todd Boehly appeared to pick his nose and eat it.
Is that right?
Yeah. While caught on camera during Padres-Dodgers. Oh. He was sitting right behind home plate. He did this thing where he took his two fingers and he was just like, almost like his head in his hands, but he had his two fingers in his nostrils, and then he slowly went to the mouth.
So he knew he was trying to disguise it.
It seemed like he was trying to disguise it. Backfire. You can't be sitting
right behind home plate.
Yeah, I thought, wow, they did him dirty. They caught him in a luxury box
in the middle of a pick.
He
no
was
pick.
Right there.
No pick.
Picking his nose. So just a rough day for the Dodgers.
That's
all
a bad
along.
One. That might be the worst of the three. Actually,
probably the worst of the three. There was a NCAA upset. Oakland beat number 3 Kentucky.
Yes.
Did you know there's an Oakland, New Jersey?
I did know that.
I only knew that working here, getting phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, the first couple times they would call and they'd say they're from Oakland. I was like, wow, they're listening from
the Bay Area.
Yeah, right. Oakland A's. That's what Oakland Raiders. That's what I know, Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
But Oakland, New Jersey. This Oakland, this is by where the Oakland A's play?
It's not. No.
It's a different Oakland.
Correct.
Seriously. Where is this
to
college?
The point where what was I reading? I don't know if it's the current head coach. Somebody, maybe it is the current head coach. He campaigned or commissioned to try and have the name changed because in recruiting it was difficult. He'd say, "Hey, I'm a coach at Oakland," and recruits thought you're talking about the Bay Area, and it was not.
They'd be like, "Oakland, I'm not going there." But it's
I just maybe looked. They want to go there.
It's in Auburn Hills, Michigan.
That's right.
Which I hear is lovely.
That's where I think the Pistons have their, they used to.
It's like Detroit, not pretty. Auburn Hills, beautiful.
Actually, they played that little Caesars Arena that the Red Wings play? I don't know. I'm just talking out loud. I'm not actually asking you.
So anyway,
I know you don't know the answer to
they
that.
Beat Kentucky. I never know how this happens. Like, how does this happen? It happens every year.
They're in Detroit now. I'll tell you how it happens.
Yeah.
Because Jay Wright laid this out after the game. And Oakland has this, Eddie, this is the team.
Eddie's not in there.
Okay. I think this is the team with the kid we were talking about yesterday that has, he's like all the eligibility. He's 24 or something already.
He's
got the receding hairline. I think that's the dude. Whoever, someone on Oakland hit 10 threes. I'm pretty sure it's that kid.
Jack Golke.
Right. So anyway, what Jay Wright was saying after the game was like, you know, with Kentucky's known for, hey, kids come in, they're one and done, teenagers, very talented, they'll go be draft picks in the NBA, but when you face a veteran college team like this that has guys that are maybe a little bit more grizzled, a little bit more composure, a little bit more team aspect, you run into them in a tournament game, it's more of an even playing field.
So are there multiple schools like Kentucky that are one and done that we can pick? Upset? Yeah.
I mean, it's not to say Kentucky's never had success in the tournament. They certainly have. I mean, John Calipari's extremely successful college basketball head coach at multiple universities.
I'm just looking for another upset. That's all.
And for today, you mean?
I want to find another team that's got a bunch of one-and-done studs versus a team that's got 50-year seniors on it. Let's go.
Well, this kid's, I think, beyond that. He's not a kid. He's a grown-ass man. Like, if you go on the ESPN homepage right now, if you don't know what this guy looks like, so just go to ESPN.com.
Well, I see him there. You're right. Jack Golke.
I mean, that is not a kid.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
The kid.
Come at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come after me.
He's got a receding hairline. Right. He's in shape, though. He's a muscular fella.
Well, that's what I mean. He's put together, you know.
He's put together. Is
Let's
right,
see.
Too,
today, see, you're talking to a guy who just, I pulled a Larry David, and I'll play that. He was on Rich Eisen's show just They asked him if he fills out a bracket ever.
Yes.
And you'll appreciate it. You're a Larry David guy.
I love Larry
David. I didn't this year. No brackets, no pools. I just can't. It's a losing proposition for me.
Yeah, me too.
A team like that.
Sick of brackets.
Like a Kentucky.
By the way, my first year at WFAN, I did the WFAN bracket. I won.
You should have just never done it again after
that. I don't think I did do it again.
Oh, okay.
I had zero knowledge.
Leaving on a high note.
Yeah, left on a high
note. That's all for me. Not the same as Kentucky as far as what we just said, but like if you're looking, you want to pick against somebody
today?
Yeah,
I want to pick against somebody.
Like one of the blue bloods, as they say?
Yes, I do.
Take Vermont over Duke.
You think the Vermont kids have been there a long time?
I have no idea.
Sucking down maple syrup.
That's a 13-4.
Okay.
Oakland was a 14-3.
Duke is Duke.
Yeah, 3-11s advanced yesterday.
Three number 11s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens.
That's pretty good.
Usually the 12-5 is usually ripe for at least historically. In recent years, as we discussed, we had a St. Peter's as a 15. Not yesterday. They got waxed.
They lost.
So did Wagner.
All right.
A couple 16s. You never know.
Now, you mentioned Larry David was on Rich Eisen's show, and he was talking about filling out brackets.
Oh, you knew about this already?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one of my three items on my show sheet today. A little thin today, folks, on Friday.
I'm doing my 880 reports out there. I had to cut things. There's so much going on.
Right, there's a lot of
sports.
There is a lot of sports going on.
But for someone who's sports adjacent, such as yourself.
Drama related to sports,
right.
Not
so
much. A
little light today.
But Larry David is right in filling out these NCAA brackets. He says, like, how is he supposed to know who's on Drake?
Right.
Who's on Valparaiso?
Yeah, I don't. Are either of those teams in the field this year? I don't think so. You know what?
He picked two teams not in the field.
I could be dead. I don't know.
But he's right. We have no idea what's going on with these. But you know what's cool? You know how, I love to talk about streaming packages and that sort of thing on the show. With a lot of these games being on True TV and blah, blah, blah. On Max, that HBO streaming service now, they have these games.
Yeah. And they have
the Warner Discovery.
And you can get
an HBO.
March Madness app, the situation that can stream all the games as well.
So. Yeah, but you can't. You have to have a
right.
provider.
Yeah, you have to have the
I'm
access.
Saying if you don't have cable, you're one of the cord cutters, and you don't have like a Hulu live TV
you
or.
Get it through Max?
Yeah, if you have HBO Max, you get those games.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Now, you don't get the game that's on like CBS, but you get the games on True TV and anything that's on the Discovery Warner Brothers bundle.
Oh,
so there
okay.
are some things there.
That's good to know. Drake, by the way, lost yesterday.
So they were in it.
To Washington State. I don't think
I'll take your word for it.
But, yeah. Anyway.
By the way, was there pizza in the newsroom?
Not in the newsroom, but Jess Clark hooked it up over in the. I didn't take part because I was gone already. They had in the performance studio center there. They had apparently a good pizza spread.
So this was a long-standing tradition at WFAN when Mike and Chris were here on the first day of the tournament. They would buy a lot of pizzas for the newsroom.
Correct.
And it was man, people loved it, right? Like the young men and women who worked here really looked forward.
Tradition.
It was your time to maybe you get a word with the big man out there. You're getting a slice.
Shooting the breeze, watching the games.
Thank you for this pizza. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Valparaiso? And you can get in there a little bit.
And that's the one thing I'll say. I didn't have a ton of experience with Mike, but he would come out into the newsroom, and it didn't matter who you were. He would get involved in a sports conversation or debate with you. Like he would
just around March Madness, or anything?
Anytime.
Really,
but more prone March Madness because of the pizzas and all the games being on.
Okay,
daytime sporting event out in the newsroom.
So he would
I was
come
witness
out
to that multiple times,
and just during a regular commercial break, engage
sometimes. Yeah,
was
definitely.
This when
could
Mike was solo or with Mike and Chris?
See, now I didn't really the Mike and Chris thing, so like when I started working part-time, it was summer of 2007.
Yeah.
So in that summer, you know, they did a lot of
vacations.
Things separately, right? And then the following year was when it all broke up. So I did not have enough experience around the two of them to answer that
same.
Question.
Same. I feel the same way. Yeah. You and I got there in September of 07.
Yeah.
So Mike would come out. Maybe he was looking for the next great talent. Like, maybe he thought during a break, I'll come out. There's a young fella out here, calls himself CeeLo.
I don't know about that.
Throw some sports at him and
I wouldn't go that far.
See, what do you think his plan was?
He just liked to mix it up. And, you know, he likes to talk. He likes to talk sports.
Yeah.
I know he did that all day long, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Not all the time. Maybe Eddie might feel differently on that. Yeah. And I know he just walked back into the studio, so we won't put him on the spot.
Boomer does that sometimes. Like during a break, he'll come in and he'll keep breaking down what he was just breaking down.
Right. Maybe something that is not as much for air, like a topic that doesn't appeal to the masses.
Politics.
You know?
Yeah. Well. But, and then after Mike left, I believe.
Craig
bought pizzas.
You know what?
Somebody bought pizzas.
I
think Spike 1 year.
I was told. I was told Spike last year bought pizzas. Yeah.
If I may, I think it loses something when it goes from the big name air talent gets everybody pizza in the newsroom to the corporate office purchases pizzas in a theater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a different vibe.
Different vibe.
It's not that it's not appreciated.
And I blame Evan, Tiki. Sean Marash, and Tommy Lugauer.
Let me just clarify. I walked out of the building at about 10 after 11. Mm-hmm. So I guess there's a chance that there was additional pizza / food provided in the newsroom.
Yeah.
But I will say in texting, because I'm on a group chat that includes Marash and Lugauer, and they were giving throwing some bouquets Jess Clark's way for the pizza setup and spread because she didn't just stick to plain pies. She mixed it up and got some different toppings, including buffalo chicken, which is more of a I'm a buffalo chicken pizza guy, but that's like gourmet, you know, more it's not the traditional sense of what you're talking about.
But years from now people aren't gonna be saying like, oh, we got pizza in the theater.
Yeah.
They're still gonna say Mike and Chris, Mike solo when you thought you weren't allowed to make eye contact with him, he, one day out of the year, like the Grinch came down on Christmas Eve, one day out of the year, he came out of his lair, and he brought pies,
down
and
from
he
the
was
pulpit.
And he was happy. Yeah. And he just, come talk to me about sports and enjoy these pies.
Yes. Yes.
Also, plain pies, probably, maybe a pepperoni. He wasn't getting buffalo chicken.
No.
That's a different level.
No, traditional, old school, straight ahead.
Old school,
yes,
sea level. 100%. That's what I'm talking 100%. About. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's do some media notes on the other side of the sea level. Then at the top of the hour, I've got Boomer Esiason, number one sports personality under the Odyssey blanket, all of the country, number one.
Who puts those rankings together?
I did. I put them together. I couldn't name a second one other than people who work here, but. I've got Boomer number one. He's teamed with Jerry Recco today. Those guys are going to hit you with some sports at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back to the warm-up program on a Friday. Heck yeah. CeeLo is here with me. Eddie is here. Jerry is here. Mr. Boomer Esiason is here. Well, they're prepping right now.
Yeah.
Big show prep.
Their moment is still to come.
They haven't... Right now, their whole Friday program has not even... been unwrapped yet.
Commenced.
It will be unwrapped at 6 a.m.
They're like Springsteen prepping for the big show. But wait, does he have openers or he doesn't?
He does not have openers. Oh, so he's never had openers.
Then. Ever in his entire...
Maybe in like, not since like probably 1978 or
sooner. Wow. Holy,
yeah.
You know what? That's a terrible job by me. I'm going to tell you why. I've been to multiple Bruce shows, so I should know that. Not
There's
recently,
no opener.
But in my lifetime I have, so that's a bad job.
That is a bad job by you, CeeLo.
But you play that was a Bruce song, so I was thinking, I would make a concert reference here, the main act, but he just is the act.
By the way, impressive that you knew that was a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, I know his voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you the name of it.
Yeah,
that is a deep cut off of a deep cut.
You know, forgettable record, let's say. It was not born in
what
USA.
What era was that record?
It was one of his last few records.
Okay, got it.
What do I have here for you? There's a commercial that's been running on the stream, and it runs on the podcast, if you're listening on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not Darius Padauk?
Not the Darius Padauk
okay.
one.
We air that enough on the
this one.
On the main air.
Someone sent me a... they screen grabbed it on the app and said... I'm really considering doing this. And it's a commercial for spermbank.com.
Sperm banks?
They're running a commercial where you can get up to $1,500 a month.
Up to. Keyword.
Yes. Up to. You got high quality sperm.
Hi, I would like to donate my sperm.
Could be a dollar, could be $1,500.
I did go to their website because the website, by the way, is spermbank.com. What a great, how they had to be in early. In the website game.
Just a guy in a van down by the river giving out his sperm.
So here's requirements, which I did not know. They may be more picky than other places.
Mm-hmm.
Age 19 to 38.
Oh, I better get in now.
Yeah.
That's it.
My sperm is not valuable. They're like, we don't need your old ass sperm with no bear tails or barely wagging on.
Yeah, unfortunately, my tails are barely wagging.
And it would only drip out a little at a time.
All right,
that's
Eddie.
Awful.
Yeah.
Stop. That's Eddie playing terrible things. I'm trying to educate the audience.
Do you guys need more sperm? Nope, it's still here. No one's interested.
Listen, some sperm is very valuable. Some is not.
Old sperm that's sitting in your testicles.
Ugh.
So you have to be age 19 to 38. In good health.
You had that part checked.
And how about this? A college student or graduate. They ain't looking for no blue-collar sperm.
Wow. How is that not a lawsuit right there? Stereotyping.
You walk in. What are you, a construction worker?
Get out of there.
Women's bodies weed out inferior sperm.
That's true.
They know which sperm they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Al Dukes.
All right, Eddie is playing around with all his drops. Very rude. A very valuable sperm, I'm sure.
By the way, how can we say that women's bodies weed out the bad sperm? I mean, look at humanity.
Yeah.
There's some examples.
It's supposed to. I guess.
Yeah, well.
I guess sometimes women's bodies fail.
That's not a fail safe, right?
They fail them and they allow inferior sperm.
Yeah. Sorry to be blunt.
So there you go. It says, and I love the headline on their website, make dreams come true, starting with yours. No, because you're helping people who
need
sperm.
I understand, but I think that was chosen, that phrasing was chosen for a reason.
Make dreams come true.
I think that there's a little intended.
I see.
Yeah. I'm trying
there's
to
a couple
pick
of
my
documentaries.
Words carefully.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
There's a couple of documentaries out there about... there's one where there's a guy who donated a lot of sperm in one small town, and he, like, his genetics are running wild there.
Yeah.
And then there's another one where the doctor himself was using his instead of the donated.
So people were donating, getting paid for it, and the doctor said, you know what? To hell with their sperm. I'm just gonna sub mine in.
That's correct. He wanted his what? To be dominant. Some of these guys are weird dudes, man.
But they, hey, man. Like, why run that whole clinic then? Just go donate your sperm.
I could have something wrong, incorrect about that.
Okay.
It does sound like a dream come true, though, getting paid to masturbate.
Sure.
That's, sure. What's better than that?
Not a lot,
I can think of a few things. But it's a short list, Eddie.
Yeah. I would not be comfortable donating, because I don't want to have someone running, you know, someone of mine running around.
Have you seen Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn?
No. That's what it's about?
Check that out.
Is it comedy or is it a...
Oh, definitely comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found this interesting, CeeLo. Remember when everyone was up in arms because Peacock was getting the exclusive NFL wild card game? And it was one we were all interested in. I believe it was Chiefs-Dolphins in the frigid air in Kansas City, which ended up getting people's fingers and toes amputated because of frostbite. Well, how about this statistic I saw? 71% of people who signed up for that game still haven't canceled.
That's the whole... Why do you think that these streaming services will pay all this money to get these games?
That blows me away. Jerry's an admitted non-canceller.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's very safe with his money. In other areas, he's very diligent with his money.
Sure.
But this he let slide. Like, I just watched that Dynasty, the Patriots documentary on Apple TV Plus. The second the final episode ended, I went, unsubscribe, you know, cancel.
Yeah.
It took 2 seconds.
Well, as
the heck is wrong with
as
you
we've
people?
Pointed out, you know, you these things I think are more forefront on your mind.
They are,
because you've got a lot more room.
Free time.
I was trying to be polite. Yeah, we've said that before.
How did you say this was going to be nice? More room.
More room in your mind for these things to be at the top of the priority list. You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's much further down Jerry's list. He's got a lot of a lot going on.
Correct.
It's not even on the list.
Right.
Wife, children, buried. That sort of things. Yeah. Multiple A's. Rutgers.
College. Yeah,
college.
Rutgers.
Right.
Sure. This, you know, the work that goes into this, what he does here.
You're right. I let my brain get filled with minor things.
Yes. There is. You have a lot of Larry David in you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, and I get excited too, like when I saw that the last two episodes of that Dynasty were releasing, and it was like March 16th. And I looked, my 1 month ran out March 25th.
Yeah,
I was like,
get that in before the billing cycle hit.
I got six days to figure this out.
Must be nice.
So great.
By the way, just to circle back real quick, I'll read you the synopsis of Delivery Man.
Okay, this is the Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah. An affable underachiever finds out he's fathered 533 children through anonymous donations to a fertility clinic 20 years ago.
Wow.
Now he must decide whether or not to come forward when 142 of them file a lawsuit to reveal his identity. I enjoyed it. It was solid. It's a solid Vince Vaughn, you know, 10, 15 years ago generic comedy.
Okay.
Easy watch. A little over your hour 45.
Okay, that's under 2 hours. That's
I thought
fine.
You were 90 minutes. It's under two now?
I do prefer 90 minutes. Yeah. Or under, there are very few of them, so I would go an hour 45.
Well, there you go.
Also, I am remembering what happened with the documentary I was telling you about, that there was a doctor working at a fertility clinic who was using his own, and you said, well, why even take donations? Yeah. He was mixing them. He was mixing him with them.
Wow.
And thinking it would be a more potent mix.
See, that crossed my mind when I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what he was doing.
You got an Amy...
Odyssey Sports Minute. It's brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Yesterday, 50%. You nailed it. Today, 45%. You could go 2 for 2
I'm
going
to say she's going to talk about the Kentucky upset.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back. We do not have a lot of time here, but I'm not the biggest fan of Bill Simmons, but he's got a great point. He was writing or talking about the NFL Network, you know, moving that Good Morning Football to LA.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, it was a bizarre move. Like, it's so hard to get a TV show, sports TV show, that's interesting and people kind of connect to. Very difficult. Now you're going to take it off the air for weeks and then move it to LA. It's just
WFAN FM WFAN FM HD1 New York, always live on the free Odyssey app.